All right, welcome to our first Vic and Stan show, or Stan and Vic show, whichever we're going to call it, whichever one sounds best. But we're here with Vic Heron, or as I'm saying, the high school principal, and also Stan Stevens, the NASA call center. What was it instead of technician? What is it supposed to be, Stan?
That's analyst.
Analyst. Analyst. Yeah, analyst. Okay. So anyway, the... Vic, tell us a little bit about yourself and why anybody should listen to you about Auburn.
Well, of course, I've been a longtime Auburn fan. Grew up in Fayette, Alabama, which is about 40 miles north of Tuscaloosa. And so I grew up right in Alabama country and had to withstand some tough years being an Auburn fan. But I weathered all that, and we've come out, you know, trace it back sort of to Coach Dye coming to Auburn and getting things turned around. And it's been, you know, we've if not been better than Alabama in the past, we certainly held our own. And so it's been a good time to be an Auburn fan, I think, through my lifetime after having grown up with some tough times. But graduated from Auburn in 1988 in education. And so excited to be a graduate of Auburn. And, you know, just have a lot of good memories about athletics there. I do have some relatives that have been successful playing at Auburn, an uncle that was on the 57 National Championship team, and that's Bobby Wasden, and his son, Shane, that played for Auburn, is my first cousin. And so I do have some ties to the program and some connections there. But just the number one thing about me is just a big Auburn fan, and I like to think that I'm not just – totally blinded by my orange and blueness, but I keep things on a pretty
like our other speaker, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, like the next guy that's looking to talk, you know, who's totally blinded by everything. But hopefully I'll bring a little sanity to the program and a little bit of unbiased
level-headedness.
Level-headed is, I guess, the word I'm looking for.
All right, tell me about, now you're still involved in sports. You're not only principal, but you're also a coach, aren't you? Basketball.
I coach girls basketball at Berry High School, and we're a 1A school in Fayette County, and I've been doing that for about 8 years. And my daughters play, and I enjoy doing that, and enjoy being a part of athletics.
One A girls
yeah,
basketball.
Yeah, 1A girl. That's about as low as you can get. Now I'm telling you, when you're down to the 1A level coaching girls basketball, it don't get much lower than that. So
I think rec league is next, isn't it? Rec league. Is
I think rec league's above 1A girls basketball, but I enjoyed it anyway.
All right, Vic, we appreciate it. We'll learn more about Vic as we go on. Now the other man, Stan, the man, Stevens. You'd think he'd be working for NASA, you'd think he'd be smarter than he actually is, but Stan, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are qualified to talk about Auburn.
Well, first of all, I'm just hoping that we still have some listeners after that after that long resume. I took pretty good notes, and Vic, I mean, it's just an honor to be on with Vic. Of course, I got my start. My uncle was a longtime Auburn High School math teacher. So if there's any Auburn High alumni that are listening here, some of you guys may remember a guy named Al Bigger. He was, like I say, he was my uncle, and he got me started on Auburn. I guess my first season was in 1969, following I was 10 years old. I went to my first Auburn game the next year at Legion Field and saw Pat Sullivan, who was my boyhood idol and who I've recently, through some circumstances, got to meet at Sanford. So, but, yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit like Vic in that I grew up in the 70s, and I grew up here in Madison, Alabama. You know, finding Auburn folks at times was hard to do. You know, when Coach Bryant, you know, had the machine rolling in Tuscaloosa like he did. So, but, you know, I probably, and this may be a challenge. So this goes out to all the podcast listeners. I may be the only Auburn fan graduate that has actual grass from the AU in the middle of Jordan-Hare Stadium, or what is now Pat Dye Field. when I was 14, I think it was, after an Auburn Florida game, back when they used to let, you know, kids run out on the field, I went out there and for whatever reason collected some of the blue and orange and white grass from the AU in the midfield and kept it. And so now I have it tucked away in a baggie. So, you know, I don't know if that puts me at a special. What do you think, guys? I'm not sure if that puts me kind of.
Well, is the statute of limitations.
You're in a rare group. I guarantee you with that. You're in a rare group. I don't know of anybody else that's ever claimed
that. Well, yeah, and I also think the statute of limitations run out on that vandalism. So we'll.
Well, I mean, at best, I was facing the D home, which I probably would have had some issues with that anyway back in those days. So.
Stan, that reminds me, man, of those great days after Auburn games of running out on the field. And, you know, of course, being little kids like that, you always had to run the risk of getting run over by one of them big football players. You know, it's always fend for yourself while you're out there. But, boy, if you could get a mouthpiece or a chin guard or something like that, boy, you were big time back then.
Well, I know it. And, I mean, I did, you know, of course, we tried to get to, you know, me and my folks would get to basically about one game a year was all that you know, we afforded back then. And, but I mean, I always was on the field. I never, you know, of course they'd pull off the, you know, elbow pads, all of it. And,
right.
Of course I never would, you know, never got one of those, but I did after one of the games. I remember running up and touching Pat Sullivan. And then going over and touching Terry Beasley, both of them on the back of their jerseys. And so that was, again, my, you know, that's what got me kind of started on being as fanatical, I guess, as I turned out to be. And, yes, I do drink a little bit from the blue and orange Kool-Aid, maybe to excess. But, I think I can call it like it is if need be.
That'll be proven otherwise, but we'll go ahead anyway.
But of course, I will let my record stuff as we go forward be the judge of how, you know, maybe how blinded I am.
Well, I have no credentials, no connections, other than I've lived in Auburn for quite a while, and have been an Auburn fan for quite a long time. But my biggest thing is I'm trying to. I've always looked to Stan or Vic to. Let me know what's actually going on in sports and certainly Auburn sports. So tell me, first of all, what in the world is all this SEC Big 12? What's that new bowl or whatever? What's that about? Is that a playoff? Is it going to be a playoff system or what is it?
Vic, run with that.
Well, I tell you what, you know, to be honest with you, I hadn't read a whole lot on it, but it sounds to me, and it just really caught me by surprise, to be honest with you. I hadn't heard much about that. As far as that be something that's going to happen, my understanding is that the SEC and the Big 12 champions will meet in a bowl game for 5 years. I guess that's as long as neither one of those champions are in the national championship game.
In that final four. Isn't it going to be a final four?
Yeah, it's going to be a final four, you know. So it's hard to believe, to be honest with you, that at least one or if not both of those teams won't be in those games. So I'm not sure exactly what the criteria is after that, you know, once that's going to get broken down, because I'm pretty sure that's going to get broken down each year. I'm sure they have a contingency plan. Stan, do you know what that contingency plan is?
Well, I mean, I had read that it was going to, you know, if an SEC champion was in the Final Four, then the SEC would select, you know, the next best team, whatever.
Okay.
And the Big 12 would do, you know, would follow suit as well. So,
right.
And again, it's early. I mean, this has only been out a few days at this time. But I don't know because if you're not in that Final Four, which is going to be big, big interest, obviously.
Yeah.
And if you're not in that Final Four, I'm not so sure how interested maybe everybody else would be in an SEC Big 12.
Right.
Champion playing.
Well, let's just go back to this year. You know, this year you had Alabama and LSU that both would have been in that Final Four, and you could even make an argument that Arkansas would, but I don't think they'll allow more than two teams from one conference. So, you know, this year obviously Arkansas would have been that next team from the SEC, and who was the Big 12 champion? Was that Oklahoma State?
It may have been Okie State.
you know, so it's possible that it probably would have been Okie State in that game then.
Or Okie State might have made the Final Four. So
they might have made the Final Four.
So now
then,
you're going to maybe whoever was – I don't even remember now who was in the Big 12 championship. But so, I think that's something that's going to have to kind of – as we get more and more details about how all that's going to play out, how big that will be. Obviously, the final getting a Final Four is obviously a big deal.
Right. Well, I think you know for the Big 12, I think it's a step in the right direction for them as far as securing that kind of a deal. Though you know, what you consider just you know a year ago they were on the verge of collapsing. You know, and to be able to sign a deal like this with the SEC is probably a feather in their cap. You know, I'm not sure how good that is for the SEC, but. You know, there's nothing wrong with us matching up with the Big 12, and both. You know, we have those kind of tie-ins already with a lot of different bowls. I'm not sure where this one's going to be set, but if we can get in that, you know, Cowboy Stadium, you know, that's a nice place for a bowl game. You know, so
you're talking about Oklahoma and you know Texas, Okie State.
Right.
I mean there's some big name programs, I've always cringed at some of the matchups maybe we have with the ACC teams at some of the lesser bowls, and to have a chance to play maybe one of those other bigger schools would be you know attractive. At the end of the day, it's about money and having a big game that'll generate you know money. So we'll just have to see how they.
Let's move on to Auburn now. What kind of sports are we playing now? Are we playing baseball? That's one thing. Auburn doing any good in baseball?
Well, we made the SEC tournament, and I mean, you know, that's
better than Bama did.
Bama did something.
It was a good year, right?
Well, that's right.
It's a successful season. That's what I say.
Well, but they did. I mean, they did sweep us. I mean, that's kind of disturbing.
Right. A little bit of a downer on it. Why you got to be a downer on it for, man? We made the tournament. They didn't make the tournament.
That's great. I'm trying to raise my game from being a homer and saying, you know, finishing 10th in the league is just, that's not good.
You know, to be honest with you, it's not good. And we didn't finish. You know, we had the big win Sunday, to be honest with you, to get us to the 30-win mark, which that's a magic number as far as qualifying for the NCAA tournament. Now, I'm not sure we're getting in the NCAA tournament, but you're definitely not getting in if you don't have 30 wins. So,
well, that's right. We open up with Florida, who took us to the woodshed, like you say, in those first two games. And then we came back and won a big game, you know, I guess it was yesterday, actually. But,
right.
So that's baseball. I mean, what we do at the tournament may have a lot to do with say whether we make the, you know, make the regionals. But
we're playing golf too, right?
Golf is big. We had a huge final four holes out at the tournament. We finished like minus eight. You know, on those last four holes to make the NCAA tournament.
Right, which is all. Anytime, if you're good enough to get there, golf is one of those sports where if you're there and you play well, you know, anything can happen, you know. So, you know, we got a good golf team, and if all five guys are playing well, you know, throughout the week, you know, they got a chance, you know.
Well, I mean, we've been ranked. I mean, Auburn's had a
right.
– this has been a very good
Right.
We finished, what, second in the SEC tournament.
Right.
I mean, it's been a strong, strong golf team, and I really like the coach we have. I think he's really recruited well, and we've done well. So, and then, of course, we had, you know, speaking of Auburn golf, I mean, what a big win today for Jason Duffner.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, you know. In fact, I read where he's now the number one ranked guy in the FedEx Cup, you know, which is the big thing now in the golf thing. So that's pretty huge right there, you know. He had a great year, you know, other than sort of folding a little bit at the Masters, you know. I mean, he's had a solid year.
He really has. And they were talking, I saw the clip of him when he drained that 25-footer today. The guy that was the color commentator with Jim Nantz said, you know, he won his first PGA event, 3 weeks ago, and then he got married, and then of course he wins this one. So I mean, the last three weeks, he won a tournament, got married, and then wins another tournament. So,
right.
It's just, like you say, he's Ryder Cup. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's really having a heck of a career and representing Auburn well. So I'm proud to see him doing so well. And, you know, and he had a great career at Auburn, but, you know, it wasn't like just, where he was ranked one of the top players necessarily. I mean, he was a great player, but, I don't remember him necessarily being, the top player in collegiate golf or anything like that. But, he certainly gotten it done at the professional level. So,
he played, like you say, he played well, but, he was not mentioned like a Tiger Woods coming out of Stanford. I mean, it was, in fact, I guess Jason is what? He's, I want to say he's like 35.
Who did he beat today?
Oh, well, that makes it even sweeter. He beat a former Alabama golfer, Dickie Pride, and so it's always.
He had to run his mouth a little bit, didn't he? Did you see that?
Well, I actually saw some people talking about mentioning that. I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, I didn't hear what he said either. But he made some kind of football reference, the fact that Auburn couldn't beat Alabama in football or something. I don't know exactly what he said.
I think he said Bama still got the BCS title, I think is what it is.
Is that what
well,
he said?
Something like
and
that.
I mean, you know, and I congratulate him, whatever. I don't know how that helps Dickie. He still finished second. So.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I guess, he could have, let's say Jason Duffner had been a Braves fan. He could have said, well, hey, Philadelphia. I'm a Philadelphia fan, and at least Philadelphia beat the Braves last year. What has that got to do with anything?
That's a good point. Yeah.
I'm sure he's trying to, hold up the crimson and white. So.
Well, and I would have just said, well, you broke the trophy, so what? You don't need this one anyway. So.
Well, that's right. Drop. Yeah, Duffner. They said I saw later Duffner was going to let Dickie hold it, but he was afraid he was going to fumble it right over over in the water hazard.
Oh, he would have fallen, no doubt about it.
Big news, of course, Vic. Comment because I know Vic is a little more of a recruiting maybe guru than I am, and I saw where we got a big commitment today.
Yeah, Jeremy Johnson, I tell you what, he's a little bit in the Cam Newton mode, 6'6", 210, 215 pounds, and probably still growing a little bit, but he's an interesting prospect. I hope that, it's one of those things where we've been on him for a while, and I think that we've always, supposedly he was offered a long time ago, and so he's been a guy that we've been after for a long time. Of course, when we hired the new offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, coach, is it pronounced
Leffler?
Leffler,
I think. Scott.
Leffler. I always want to say it Loeffler, but I know it's Leffler, I think. You just hope that that's the guy that he really wanted. I know we recruited that Cooper Bateman hard that, committed to Alabama this week, and there's some other guys that we had been recruiting. It's one of those deals where, we signed two quarterbacks last year. We've got potentially our starting quarterback's going to be a sophomore this year. So even though we feel like we need quarterbacks, it's not necessarily an ideal looking spot sometimes for, recruits, So I was happy to see us get a guy. My understanding is we will still go after other quarterbacks. I think the Ryan Buchanan out of Mississippi is probably our next choice. I think it's going to come down. I think it's going to come down to us and Florida on him. But it's always nice to get an in-state guy. I read some comments from Jeremy Johnson today where he said that, he's going to recruit O.J. Howard hard, who's considered, I think, flipping from Alabama's commitment to to Auburn, and they're both Montgomery guys, you know. So, you know, it's always good to get local guys, and this guy's got tons of potential. And you'd think that Coach Leffler could develop him into being something special, you know. So.
Well, I agree, and you know, I also read that he's apparently he's a pretty good basketball player. In fact, I think he may have even said that he might, you know, it had been done before. He might want to lace him up for Coach Barbie. So I, you know, I mean, all
right.
The basketball talent we can get is also, you know, would be welcomed. So,
right, it is. You know, the way I look at that, Stan, is that the BCS game being late January, you know, he's not going to have a lot of time left over for basketball season. But, you know, if he can come in after we win a national championship in football every year and play a
That's
little
right.
basketball, that'll be fine, you know.
I mean, Charlie Ward was. Didn't he play point guard for the
he
Seminoles?
He did play point guard for Seminoles and did both of them pretty well, to be honest with you. But I tell you what, it's rare, you know, especially to be able to play the quarterback position and then do it, you know. I don't know. And basketball coming right on the heels of football like it does, you know, makes it a little tougher. I think, you know, like Russell Wilson at NC State, you know, played football and baseball and did it well. You know,
basketball
you
is a little
break.
Bit tougher. Like you say, the season's
tougher,
over.
Right.
Well, the seasons overlap,
right.
You know, a good bit more. So, Owen, it's also hit me about great Auburn day. Let's not forget Tim Hudson's, I mean, just stellar performance day against the Tampa Bay Rays, man.
Right.
And
no doubt, man. Pretty good day to be an Auburn Tiger, I'm telling
well,
you
right.
what. You know,
yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, we had a lot go our way today.
Well, and also the teabagger got indicted, I think, so.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's the sports thing y'all missed. Y'all miss that one?
Yeah. I think that
– I hadn't heard that one.
Just go ahead and just say that that'll be part of it that you'll edit out.
So you want to skip that story? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think we probably want to, you know, anyway.
All right.
let's see. Tony Gilbert, Vic, yeah, I guess you saw where he was added. I thought it was interesting. You know, he was on the strength and conditioning team or coaching staff at Georgia, you know, his alma mater, and just 1 year there. And, of course, Coach Van Gorder gives him a call, and now he's coming over as a GA at Auburn. So, I mean, of course, the guy's got like 8 years NFL experience. I really thought for it just to be a GA. But another great pickup for the coaching staff.
Well, I think what it does to me, it just still gets me so excited about Coach Van Gorder. You know, for a guy, you know, that's, you know, in a paid position, which those GAs don't make hardly anything. You know, to be able to come to Auburn. Be willing to come to Auburn under those circumstances to be able to work some more with Coach Van Gorder. I think it just continues to say, you know, what people think about that guy. And
that's right.
It's so exciting, you know, to think about the coaching staff that Coach Chizik has put together. It's just hard to imagine that that anybody's got a better coaching staff than us. And things just keep happening to me that indicate that. And Coach Gilbert coming in is just another example of that. You know, to get a guy like that played in the league that, you know, wants to be there coaching under Coach Van Gorder, you know, that can't do anything but help us.
Well, and I agree. I mean, I think that there's no question the defensive staff is – really looks like it's going to be a great staff. And again, we'll have to, you know, we'll start finding that out here. And I think it's 3 months, 11 days and about 20 hours. But, when we open up Clemson, Tony Gilbert, to have that much experience himself in the NFL, he must've felt like, you know, he gets with his old coach. Maybe this is his ticket back to maybe coaching, maybe back in the NFL or
right.
You know, a big, you know, a coordinator position down the road in college himself. So,
right.
Well,
Stan, I do appreciate you throwing out the exact countdown to the Clemson game. But what I really would like for you to do for me is figure out the exact countdown to when Kyle Frazier is going to be named starting quarterback at Auburn. Could you give me a day, an hour that that's going to happen? I would be extremely impressed if that could happen now.
Well, Vic, let's just suffice it to say maybe on the next podcast, if you and all our legion of followers, you know, if they tune back in, I may just give you that day and time.
That would be impressive. Now,
how about
that? That we could look forward to see how close you were to that. That would be impressive. There.
Well,
now, if you don't come anywhere close to it, you know, then Clint Mosley winds up being named the quarterback, you know, then.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm pulling hard for both kids. I mean, I really like Kyle and what he brings.
Pull hard for both of them.
I like Clint Mosley as well. He's an Auburn guy,
but you ain't gonna have but one quarterback.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I'm just saying I don't want to necessarily just. I think I'm like you at this point. You feel like because of you know Kyle Frazier's overall athleticism, and then the extra reps he got because of Clint being injured in the spring. You know, I don't think. It's a leap of faith to think that maybe Kyle's got the inside track. Now, what I will do, I will get into that, you know, that bag of grass, and I'll toss a little bit of it on it. You know, I got a little Ouija board, a little Auburn Ouija board, and I'll see if I can't come up with something, you know, that'll, you know, impress, you know, you and, again, the listeners.
All right.
That would be extremely impressive.
Well, we're getting down close. I don't know where we are on a 30-minute mark, because I forgot to figure out when we started, and it doesn't show me on my console here. You know,
I wonder if this is how it started for Rick and Bubba.
It's exactly right. I had this cheap, this free conference call thing, and then Skype, which is free, and so we're on a shoestring budget here, and I don't have any money. I don't have any money left on my credit cards to buy anything else, so we're not even starting with credit card capital. So.
I knew something's up because Vic keeps telling me I'm supposed to buy his dinner when he's done.
Well, we're losing Stan. You're cutting out a little bit.
That was kind of ugly there.
Did you have to go to the bathroom or something?
I sound clear in my head. Maybe it's that Skype.
No,
are you on your landline?
I'm on my landline.
Oh, that ain't it. That's something.
That ain't good.
Is it breaking up?
Well, it could be.
It's breaking all choppy up. Or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I mean, it could be.
Did you pay the bill?
It could be Dickie Pride.
could be the Bama AT&T people. You know.
Yeah, that's what it is. They've got wind of this. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Oh yeah, everybody's going to be talking about this. Hey, if any of the listeners out there too, get Rick and Bubba to listen to this podcast and they'll give us, you know, me and Vic some pointers. Because let me tell you something right now. Let me just go on right here and say this, Vic. Blake Burgess is one of my favorite Auburn players.
No doubt about it. He is one of my all-time favorite Auburn players. True Auburn man. Lays it on the line.
He does
everything right. And I'm not saying that because I want Rick Burgess to give us any kudos or anything like that. Certainly not.
Well, I appreciate it. And oh, by the way, Rick, if you do hear this, your son Blake played with my second cousin at Vestavia Hills, John Michael Clay. If you remember John Michael Clay, he played, in fact, he just recently finished up playing for Coach Sullivan at Samford. So there's another opportunity, though, Rick and Bubba, to express your joy in being able to listen to this first podcast.
Well, under normal circumstances, that might be okay, and he might even listen. But the problem is, I think they heard about us in advance. And they went on and started their own sports show. If y'all hadn't heard about that, they've got a call-in sports show. They started it out, and Speedy and what's his name, and Greg Burgess and all are doing that. So they're kind of competing head to head with us. So I kind of doubt we're gonna get him to call in.
Well, no, wait a minute, now, Vic. I think Vic would agree with me. There's enough room in this business for us to promote Rick and Bubba, and for Rick and Bubba to promote Vic and Stan, right?
Well,
yeah,
maybe,
and I'm sure that's right around the corner.
Well, yeah, that's true. That might be true.
Probably,
so.
It's probably about to happen.
All right, guys, we're gonna sign off for the first one, and I'm gonna take us out, and we ain't got any theme music or anything. Like I said, this is the completely cheapskate recording, but I appreciate you guys, and we look forward to hearing from you next week. So
Looking forward to it. And of course, War Eagle, is one of my mentors.
Right.
One of my favorite mentors, David Housel, used to say, you know, win or lose, War Eagle anyway, babe.
That's exactly right.
All right.
It's a great